Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Roger Gorman is the leader of the Green Party. He's the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. He's joining us now on the line from the Green Party. Thinking, Roger Gorman, we'll get to that particular topic about free bus services for under-9s in just a minute. But over the weekend, you said in an interview with the Sunday Times that the two main parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have put political survival ahead of good policy making. That's going to make for a first awkward cabinet meeting this week.
Hi, Jonathan. Good morning. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show today from the Green Party. Thinking. Look, I was responding to a question there just in terms of maybe frustrations I'd felt over the last number of years, and I suppose I think it was known we had a frustration within the Green Party about the approach to the land hoarding tax in the last number of weeks. We see that as a really important step to ensure that land that's available for use of housing, that's serviced, that's zoned, that's ready to go, is actually brought in for use for housing. There was a proposal to defer it again, and we felt that was a situation where maybe politics was trumping policy. But look, we raised our concerns about that, and I'm glad to see that will be dealt with in this year's
budget. Well, you've raised them quite publicly now, and many people will look at that and say, well, the Green Party are clearly, if they have seats in the next Dáil, preparing for opposition?
No, I don't think so. I think this was a policy that we had argued that should go in the programme for government, should go into Housing for All. It has done that. And now we want to actually see it delivered. And we can point to policies across all areas, across whether it's carbon emissions, whether it's cutting the cost of childcare for parents, that we have actually delivered in government. So where possible, we'll always try and be part of government because we want to see our policies implemented. But obviously that depends on a strong programme for government with Green Party policies very much present within it.
It sounds like you've trust issues with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, having been in government with them for the last 4 years.
No, I don't think so. I think in any three-party coalition, particularly where the three parties are coming from quite different ideologies, quite different policy bases, you're going to have tensions. But I think it's important to say, by and large, this government has worked well over 4 years, brought us through COVID, brought us through the war in Ukraine, the cost of living crisis, and has delivered really good economic management of the country, which is why we have a significant amount to invest in this year's budget. But we'll also have a surplus which we can put away for the future into the Climate and Nature Fund, into the Future Ireland Fund that will meet our future infrastructure needs.
Okay. Well, people are listening to this and they're saying, OK, well, on one hand, he's saying the government has done a good job, so therefore vote for us and get us back into government. Then you say you want to negotiate a common policy platform with Labour and the Social Democrats. You can understand why the public might be a little confused as to which horse you're actually backing here, Roderick.
Well, I'm backing the Green Party horse because I believe it was our presence in this government that has delivered those strong policies on, you know, achieving those cuts in our carbon emissions in terms of cutting the cost of public transport. And in your earlier discussion, it was said how public transport is quite affordable in Ireland. That's because
and what about criticism of the delays of rolling out of green energy? You know, we're behind on green. We're behind on offshore wind compared to other countries. We could have done an awful lot more to make Ireland a leader in the green energy space with the Green Party in power. And lo and behold, now behind. So I mean, what has the Green Party contributed?
Well, look, every week, 100 homes are getting solar panels on their roofs because of investments that the Green Party has put in, because we got the cost of the VAT removed from solar panels across.
That's consumer led. With due respect, that's consumer led. What has the state done to pursue those green agendas?
With respect, it's led because of the grants through SEAI that the Green Party are supporting. Last week, I was visiting farms in Clare, which have got solar panels put put on place through a TAMS grant, again, a grant led by the Green Party that is ensuring that farmers can get low-cost energy to help them meet their energy needs. So I'd actually disagree with you there, Jonathan. I think we have led a major investment in renewable energy that is delivering lower-cost energy for the public, but is also delivering major reductions in our carbon emissions. And that was seen in the recent EPA reports that show us achieving a 6.8% reduction in our annual emissions, and the energy sector was leading in that reduction. So the policies that the Green Party are implementing and supporting are paying dividends.
Something else you said to the Sunday Times on childcare, you said about the state possibly stepping in, perhaps suggesting you're closer to Sinn Féin on this. They're pledging €10 a day childcare from 2025 if they're in power. Is that achievable?
What's interesting about the Sinn Féin approach is that they're not actually suggesting that the state should step in. They're actually relying on the status quo, which is a majority use of private providers. What I'm saying is I've had a track record over the last 2 years of having the cost of childcare for most parents, but I actually think a new step is needed now. And that step is in areas where there aren't enough spaces, there aren't enough services, the state should step in and directly provide childcare alongside the private and community providers.
Sinn Féin's plan can't be delivered. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is the focus now needs to be on capacity. The focus needs to be on the delivery of additional places in areas of high pressure. There's no point offering a parent a very affordable childcare if they actually can't get a place in a service. And I think the state needs to be stepping in and directly providing public childcare in areas where there's insufficient spaces right now. And that's certainly that'll be a key party policy in our manifesto in the upcoming general election.
Minister, when will the election be?
I don't know. I certainly would like us to run the full term because there are pieces of legislation that I want to see passed. The Marine Protected Areas Bill, for example, the Maternity Protection Bill that I'm bringing forward that will allow women who have a serious illness during their maternity leave suspend their maternity leave. So there's important laws that I'd like to see over the line before this government goes to the people.
But it sounds like you don't have any input in when the election is. You're one of three parties in government. Surely you should have a say.
Well, ultimately, and the Constitution is pretty clear about this, ultimately it's a role for the Taoiseach. I've no doubt he'll engage with myself and the Taoiseach. Right now, our focus is on the budget. As you know, we're bringing forward a budget proposal at the moment in terms of reducing extending free public transport for children under the age of nine. But that decision on a general election will certainly have to wait till after this budget is delivered.
Okay, just one more story that's in the papers this morning I want to put to you before you go in your capacity as Minister for Children. The Irish Times reporting two investigations underway, four staff suspended following allegations about abuse of toddlers at a Dublin childcare service. It's not named. Gardaí and the Tusla organisation are investigating here. Can we get your reaction to that?
I've no doubt any parent reading that article is deeply, deeply concerned. We have an extremely strong regulatory system around childcare in this country. Childcare providers are regulated by TUSLA, by the Department of Education, and by Pubble. And I've no doubt that that TUSLA and the Gardaí will work closely in terms of completing this investigation. I passed legislation just before the summer that strengthens TUSLA's ability to enforce laws where there's a concern that a childcare provider is breaching these. And I think those changes are important.
Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman, thanks for joining us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Breakfast.